freeing humans to do what they do best. A San Francisco Bay Area biotechnology startup looks for innovative solutions to some of the world's biggest environmental challenges: protecting crops from drought, defending against insect-borne diseases, and reducing plastic waste. Using software, AI, robotics, and advanced genetic engineering techniques, it makes industrial microbes to optimize the production of chemicals or create brand new compounds. While many existing approaches to genetically engineered microbes involve petroleum-based products that harm the environment, the company seeks less damaging, biology-based solutions. With proprietary simulation software, it can digitally predict a molecule's properties. From there, it rapidly prototypes candidate molecules, evaluates their performance, and chooses the ones ultimately best suited to address a problem. Once the winning biomolecule has been identified, company scientists design microorganisms that can produce it. Typically, in microbe optimization, scientists draw on the existing scientific literature, their experience, and intuition to develop hypotheses, design experiments, and conduct manual tests. While that approach is not exactly hit or miss, it leans heavily on the scientist's genius, as well as a bit of luck, and yields a limited number of experiments. Manually conducting the experiments also engages highly educated, high-value employees in often low-value tasks. Rather than propose specific tests, company scientists design strategies for finding effective changes that are generally applicable. For a given project, they draw on their expert knowledge to choose a strategy from among the available strategies, and then auto-generate a large volume of changes to try. As we saw in Chapter 3, the radically human turn in expertise is not about greater and greater degrees of specialization, but instead is about working with AI in a way that yields maximum leverage from one's knowledge and experience. Instead of laboriously generating a necessarily limited number of experiment designs, the company's scientists bring their expertise to bear at a higher strategic level, while letting AI generate a much greater number of promising experiments. As a result, the experiments are simultaneously more targeted and more comprehensive than experiments conducted using either the age-old hypothesis approach or brute force AI. So far, the company has announced three products, two of which directly address the protection of crops against pests. All three products are reported to be completely novel, never used before molecules. That is in line with the company's aim to create new, biology-based products rather than green alternatives to existing products. And for the planet, the payoff could be a new generation of biology-based products that not only reduce environmental harm, but also directly address sustainability issues. Consider also machine teaching at Japanese steelmaker JFE. JFE was among the top 10 makers of heavy goods like steel, cement, and glass that led the Wall Street Journal's 2020 list for best practices in addressing environmental risk. In addition to using AI to monitor production and avoid downtime and defective products, the company has harnessed AI systems and applications to more broadly save energy and reduce CO2 emissions. The company has set a 2030 goal of reducing emissions from its steel operations by more than 20% from 2013 levels. By 2050, JFE wants to be carbon neutral, the same target set by the Japanese government. To accelerate the adoption of AI and machine learning across the enterprise, JFE uses Dot Data, an AI and machine learning platform that seeks to automate the entire data science lifecycle. Using dot data, the company can complete machine learning projects in days instead of months. Most important, dot data democratizes data science. Business analysts with no coding skills can execute AI and machine learning projects based on their intimate knowledge of the business, turning machine learning into machine teaching. Moreover, dot data makes AI transparent and explainable, automatically producing a human-readable explanation of each feature, as well as a blueprint that visually outlines the logic used to generate features. Clothes with a conscience. According to H&M, the second largest clothing retailer in the world, the fashion industry is one of the most polluting and water-intensive industries in the world. Producing one t-shirt consumes 2,700 liters of water. Dyeing and finishing products in textile production is estimated to be responsible for about 20% of global clean water pollution. The washing of synthetic fabrics accounts for 35% of the microplastics released into the environment. Clothing and footwear production accounts for 10% of global gas emissions. Fast fashion, the constant provision of new styles at low prices, has greatly increased the quantity of clothes produced and thrown away. The average consumer now buys 60% more clothing than 15 years ago, and more than 80% of garments wind up in landfills or incinerators. Production often takes place in countries with spotty environmental regulations, low wages, and human rights abuses like child labor. Many organizations and companies, including some of the most recognizable brand names, as well as innovative upstarts, are working to change those numbers through supply chain traceability, more eco-friendly fibers, recycling programs, wiser land use, and better water management. The Stella McCartney fashion brand has collaborated with Google Cloud to develop a tool that uses data analytics and machine learning to give brands a more comprehensive view into their supply chain, particularly at the level of raw material production. Initially, they are looking at cotton, which accounts for 25% of all fibers used in making clothes and involves significant amounts of water and pesticides. They are also looking at viscose, a semi-synthetic material derived from wood pulp that has links to deforestation. Working with fashion brands, experts, non-governmental organizations, and industry bodies, they hope to create an open, industry-wide tool that will let companies better measure the impact of their raw materials in key areas such as air pollution, greenhouse gas emissions, land use, and water scarcity. Inditex, the parent company of Zara, the world's largest clothing retailer, has developed a proprietary technology platform to run all of the company's integrated digital operations. The platform is flexible and scalable with a microservices architecture that enables customized projects in response to specific business needs. It uses machine learning to determine optimal stock levels and an analytical engine developed with MIT to estimate the distribution of new products, all of which helps avoid overproduction that damages the environment. With far more accurate demand forecasting, 85% of Zara's production is now done during the current season. Finesse, an online startup launched in January 2021, is upending the traditional fast fashion operating model and fighting wasteful overproduction in the process. Traditionally, fast fashion brands rely on design teams to determine what to make and on buyers to determine how much to produce. Finesse begins the creative process with social media. Using proprietary algorithms and combining time series analysis, natural language processing, and computer vision, the company's machine learning system scours the internet for creative cues about fashion trends among Gen Zers the generation born after 1997. Fashion's birthplace has moved from the catwalks of New York and Paris to social media, says the company's founder, Ramin Amari. Guided by the trends detected on social media, the company then creates three potential outfits that it posts on the Finesse website, where shoppers vote for the one they prefer. The winner is put into production. But instead of iterating on physical samples back and forth between the company and the factory, Finesse uses 3D virtual prototyping to arrive at a final design. The company then uses its data to determine how many units to manufacture. The result is even faster fashion. The process cuts lead times from 5 months to just 25 days, but with less waste. Amplified intelligence at H&M. For its part, H&M appears to be pursuing a thoroughgoing sustainability-first appeal to customers. Its app not only owns up to the industry's shortcomings, it also foregrounds sustainability at every turn, showcasing products made from eco-friendly materials like organic cotton, pineapple leaf fiber, recycled polyester, and polylactic fiber. When online shoppers click on an H&M product, they can find out the materials used to make the product, the countries involved in its production, the suppliers and factories, right down to street addresses that H&M partnered with to make it, and information about how to recycle clothes. In H&M stores, shoppers can open the app and scan a product's tag, and the app will take them to available sustainability information online. Shoppers can also bring unwanted clothes or home textiles, any brand and in any condition, and they will be rewoven, reused, or recycled. But perhaps the strongest signal of commitment to sustainability came in 2020, when the company appointed Helena Helmershon as its new CEO. Helmershon had served as the company's head of sustainability from 2010 to 2014. Since her appointment, the company announced that by 2025, it aims to use 30% recycled materials and reduce emissions from its operations by 20%. The company also piloted blockchain technology for greater traceability in its supply chain of more than 1,600 primary factories and nearly 300 secondary suppliers. Now, more than 65% of its materials are from recycled or more sustainable sources, and 100% of its cotton is organic, recycled, or sourced in a more sustainable way. The company also expanded its use of 3D tools to design garments in a way that minimizes waste. Although H&M came relatively late to AI and machine learning, conducting its first proof-of-concept project in 2016, the technology quickly became critical to its sustainability efforts. In 2018, the company created an AI department with the express purpose of making more sustainable business decisions. Arti Zeghami, global head of advanced analytics and AI at H&M, sees AI as the road to using fewer resources, creating fewer emissions, and reducing waste. Only he doesn't call it artificial intelligence. He calls it amplified intelligence, to stress AI's dependence on humans to be fully effective. When we do the combination of AI and human, the gut feeling and the data, the art and science, that's when we get the most out of it. That's why, instead of developing use cases without the involvement of business users, he brought business users into the process of refining the business application. He found that the algorithm alone performed a few percentage points better than humans, but when combined with humans, the results were twice as good as the algorithm by itself. The company has adopted other aspects of the radically human turn in technology. It is democratizing AI and machine learning by creating component libraries in areas like fashion forecasting and logistics that can be deployed across the organization. It is also building a new data platform called Yggdrasil, after the sacred tree in Norse mythology, that will allow teams throughout H&M to help themselves to central data assets. To create more flexible predictive modeling capabilities, the company digitally decoupled from a cumbersome legacy architecture and moved to the Microsoft Azure cloud. It is simulating the industry ecosystem through a platform called Treadler, which will give other companies access to H&M's global supply chain and even help them with product development. The aim, says Gustav Asp, Treadler's managing director, is to take advantage of the full potential of H&M Group's extensive investments and progressive sustainability work by catering to clients' needs and contributing to driving long-term growth for H&M Group while driving change in our industry. Turning AI from red to green. Without a doubt, AI will be one of, if not the, driving technological force behind the world's collective response to climate change. But advanced AI software, in some cases, worsens many of the environmental problems it aims to solve. That's because the way in which AI software is developed can be extremely energy intensive. Consider an experiment conducted by Accenture researchers. They trained an AI model on a small, publicly available dataset of iris flowers. Using only 964 joules of energy, the AI model achieved accuracy of 96.17% in classifying the flowers' different species. Achieving an additional 1.74% increase in accuracy required 2,815 joules of energy. That means the last 0.08% increase in accuracy took nearly 400% more energy than was required to reach 96.17% accuracy. In another experiment, using a medium-sized publicly available image dataset, the researchers showed that a 70% smaller subset of the training data could achieve nearly the same level of accuracy with a significantly lower energy cost. The model consumed 47% more energy when trained on the entire dataset compared to the smaller subset, but achieved less than 1% more accuracy. Further, the bigger and more unwieldy AI software became, the more energy required of the machines that ran it, further increasing its carbon footprint. In a highly influential study, a group of researchers led by Oren Etzioni, chief executive of the Allen Institute, proposed a shift toward what they call green AI, which they define as AI research that is more environmentally friendly, as well as more inclusive. To help promote more sustainable software development, Accenture, GitHub, Microsoft, and ThoughtWorks launched the nonprofit Green Software Foundation, GSF, in early 2021 with the Linux Foundation and the Joint Development Foundation. Born out of a mutual desire and need to collaborate across the software industry, GSF wants to build a trusted ecosystem of people, standards, tooling, and leading practices for creating green software. The foundation aims to help the software industry contribute to the information and communications technology sector's broader targets for reducing greenhouse gas emissions by 45% by 2030, in line with the Paris Climate Agreement. After all, the data centers and communications networks that power smartphones and other devices will produce an estimated 14% of the world's greenhouse gas emissions by 2040, according to researchers at McMaster University in Canada. Green AI, Etzioni and his colleagues say, could actually move us in a more cognitively plausible direction. Why? Because the brain is highly efficient. A number of companies and researchers are now exploring the development of neuromorphic chips, computer chips designed to resemble the circuitry and electrical behavior of the neurons that make up biological brains. Most computers today are based on what is known as the von Neumann architecture, where data travels back and forth between a central processor and memory chips in a linear fashion. Neuromorphic chips move data back and forth the way the brain does, in a series of electrical bursts. Synapses in biological brains react to stimuli and alter their connections based on learned experience. Neuromorphic chips aim to mimic this by etching the brain's neural networks into silicon. These chips are highly energy efficient, just like the brain, because their neurons aren't constantly firing, as occurs with traditional silicon technology, but activated only when they receive a spiking signal. Neuromorphic technologies will help solve business challenges that require AI at the edge, such as responsive voice control for vehicles, full-body gesture recognition for touchless interfaces, and onboard intelligence for assistive robotics. In a recent collaboration with an automotive client, our firm demonstrated that spiking neural networks running on a neuromorphic processor can recognize simple voice commands up to 0.2 seconds faster than a commonly used embedded GPU accelerator, while using up to 1,000 times less power. This brings truly intelligent, low-latency interactions into play at the edge, even within the power-limited constraints of a parked vehicle. While neuromorphic chips advance, there is also hope in replacing older CPUs, central processing units, with newer, energy-efficient chip architectures, such as graphics processing units, GPUs, and field-programmable gate arrays, FPGAs. GPUs have numerous advantages over CPUs. The latter process fewer high-volume streams of data simultaneously. GPUs, meanwhile, are more energy efficient because they specialize their memory architecture to support high-speed data streaming for intensive applications. GPUs are built specifically for rendering and other graphic applications that support extensive parallel processing. FPGAs are based on a matrix of configurable, interconnected logic blocks that make them more energy efficient. FPGA technology is seeing a notable uptake across industries, including aerospace and defense, automotive, and consumer electronics, with the global market expected to see a compound annual growth rate of 8.6% from 2019 to 2024. Graphcore, a UK startup, has produced an intelligence processing unit, IPU, that is even more energy efficient than GPUs. The company has said that its IPU processes data 10 to 50 times faster than GPUs, saving large amounts of energy. How does the IPU work? To process data faster, it deploys built-in memory processing, which reduces the amount of data sent between chips. IPUs also increase throughput, the amount of data delivered during any given period, by about 300%, while decreasing latency, the time it takes data to be delivered, by 20% compared with GPUs. Further, IPUs are designed to make computer brains more human-like. To do this, IPUs forego the slower, heavier number crunching typical of GPUs in favor of a speedier process that relies on less precise math. The upshot? IPUs were able to train Google's natural language processing model, BERT Large, in 36.3 hours, which is 25% faster than the standard GPU time for the task. Carbon emissions can also be reduced by migration to the public cloud, as much as 59 million tons per year, according to our analysis. This represents a 5.9% reduction in total IT emissions and equates to taking 22 million cars off the road. This magnitude of reduction can go a long way in meeting climate change commitments, particularly for data-intensive businesses. The first step toward a sustainable, cloud-first journey begins with selecting a carbon-thoughtful provider. Cloud providers set different corporate commitments towards sustainability, which in turn determine how they plan, build, power, operate, and retire their data centers. AWS's expansive infrastructure is 3.6 times more energy efficient compared to median U.S. enterprise data centers, largely due to efficient servers and high capacity utilization rates. The company's water-cooled facilities actively measure water efficiency and select conservation options in the context of regional climate patterns and local resources. Google currently utilizes a carbon-intelligent computing platform that shifts timing of non-urgent data center workloads to times when low-carbon sources of energy are most plentiful. The company has made a bold commitment to operate its data centers carbon-free 24/7 by 2030. Microsoft, carbon-neutral since 2012, has committed to shifting its data centers to 100% renewable energy by 2025 through power purchase agreements, PPAs. Microsoft Azure's customers can even access a carbon calculator that tracks emissions associated with their own workload on the cloud. Our analysis of the largest public cloud service providers shows average enterprise-owned to cloud migrations can lead to an impressive 65% energy reduction and 84% carbon reduction. Companies drive even greater carbon reductions through cloud-native architectures and deployments. Our analysis shows that customizing applications to be cloud-native can stretch carbon emission reduction to 98%, another example of green AI's enormous environmental promise. The most important differentiator of all. The world will need that kind of human cooperation and collaboration at scale if we are to forestall the worst effects of climate change. In August 2021, the United Nations issued a devastating new report on our climate future. Approved by 195 governments and based on more than 14,000 studies, the report concluded that global warming will continue to intensify over the coming 20 years, even if nations begin reducing carbon emissions immediately. Deadly heat waves, severe droughts, violent weather and flooding, plant and animal extinctions, and the dying off of coral reefs that support fisheries around the globe will grow in intensity and frequency. These are not speculative scenarios. Many of the technologies we've been discussing in this book, especially cloud edge monitoring systems and AI-driven modeling, have given these climate predictions unprecedented precision. As the effects of climate change become more immediate, sustainability will increasingly be top of mind for billions of people. For companies, that means sustainability will become one of the most compelling differentiators of all. While governments, politicians, and other officials continue to set often toothless, aspirational goals, companies can take concrete, consequential actions now, as automakers did by shifting production to electric vehicles. Talent, customers, and investors, all acutely aware of the stakes in a way they never have been before, will gravitate in ever larger numbers to companies that excel in terms of sustainability. And that advantage will drop straight to the bottom line. Our research shows that sustainability strongly correlates with superior financial performance. Between 2013 and 2019, companies with consistently high ratings for environmental, social, and governance, ESG, performance enjoyed 4.7 times higher operating margins than low ESG performers over the same period. High performers generated 2.3 times higher annual total returns to shareholders than their peers. Even as global markets face tremendous pressures and volatility, companies with high ESG scores continued to outperform, experiencing less volatility and generating a cumulative relative return 6.3% higher than bottom performers. Over the next two decades, as climate change becomes impossible for even the most casual observer to ignore, we are likely to see this performance gap widen for sustainability-first companies. But to maintain their lead, companies must begin to immediately embrace the twin imperatives we outlined at the beginning of this chapter, using technology as a sustainability catalyst while also making technology more sustainable. Of all the differentiators a company might pursue, sustainability is the one that could generate the biggest boost to radically human performance, while offering the most radically human path to protecting the planet.